This podcast is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, safer, healthier people.
The Los Angeles County Office of AIDS Programs and Policy funds an HIV prevention program for Latino and other men. The program is conducted by the AIDS Projects of Los Angeles, a nonprofit organization dedicated to improving the lives of people affected by HIV and reducing the incidence of the virus. The majority of the clientele in the HIV prevention program, of course, are Latino.
AIDS Project Los Angeles conducts an HIV prevention project based on the empowerment model designed by Dr. Susan Gegeles and colleagues at the Center for AIDS Prevention Studies at the University of California, San Francisco. Empowerment is a social and behavioral intervention designed to reduce unprotected sex among young gay and bisexual men. This community-level intervention meets CDC's criteria for evidence of effectiveness for behavioral change. Empowerment has been implemented and adapted in several locations for local clientele, including African Americans and Latinos. Empowerment is designed for and by the local participants. The guiding principles for this multi-level intervention include personal and community empowerment, diffusion of new behaviors through social networks, positive peer influence, HIV prevention within the context of other compelling issues for young gay and bisexual men, such as social issues, and community building. A key component of the empowerment intervention includes designing and delivering activities to build pride in one's ethnicity and shaping the social environment in which the young men live by creating a social environment that supports them.
Hey. How you doing, sir?
All right.
Thanks. Minority Outreach.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How you doing, sir?
Oh, thank
Minority
you.
Outreach.
You guys, oh, I like these. Okay.
So it isn't just the men adopting safer behaviors, but the environment actually supports them in that direction.
Just a reminder for you to play it safe.
Thank you.
And if you're interested about it, there's a program on Thursdays in the afternoon if you'd like to join, and the information's in the back.
These are critical aspects of tailoring the intervention to the ethnicity and social needs of the particular clientele. About 85% of the participants in the empowerment program at AIDS Project Los Angeles are Latino. Through twice-weekly activities such as group discussions, community organizing efforts, and life skills development, the young men are trained as peer educators to lead the sessions and conduct outreach to other youth. For example, role-playing and other sessions involve life examples to help youth see the relationship between their response to everyday situations and HIV risk behavior. Some activities are specifically designed by the youth to relate to Latino issues, such as discussion around Dia de los Muertos or Day of the Dead, to talk about life and death. The project in Los Angeles is designed for ages 13 to 24, but most young men who participate are at least 16 years old. AIDS Project Los Angeles, in collaboration with Dr. Gegeles and the participants, adapted the empowerment model to serve the local clientele. For example, some activities are delivered in Spanish, and discussions include culturally specific issues such as immigration and the integration of one's sexual orientation within the Latino culture. To many clientele, HIV appears very low among their daily priorities. Other compelling issues compete for their attention on a daily basis, such as housing, school, employment, substance abuse, internalized homophobia, and coming out to family and friends about one's sexual orientation.
Well, I told my mom I'm bisexual. And she's like, okay. It's like, Ma, do you even know what that means? She's like, no.
AIDS Project Los Angeles has also conducted support activities with parents of the young men in this project. The empowerment intervention helps young men build skills in dealing with many issues, such as coming out to family, developing healthy relationships, expressing one's sexuality in healthy ways, staying in school, attending college or other educational programs, and finding and maintaining employment, thus increasing self-esteem and reducing risk behaviors. For the young men in Los Angeles, this behavioral intervention has instilled a sense of pride in terms of who they are as Latinos and as men who have same-sex attraction. Also, the program staff, who are all Latino gay men ages 25 to 35, serve as positive, healthy role models. In fact, the staff serve as de facto family for many participants. As a result, the young men feel safe and accepted in the program and also empowered in terms of their health and their life. In the empowerment program, HIV prevention skills are incorporated into the activities, and participants are encouraged and supported in obtaining HIV counseling, testing, treatment, and referral services as appropriate for the individual client.
If you'd like more information from the AIDS Project Los Angeles about their empowerment program for Latino men, please send an email to Terry Smith at tsmith@apla.org. And for information about starting an empowerment project for gay men, contact Dr. Susan Kegelis at the Center for AIDS Prevention Studies in San Francisco at susan.kegelis@ucsf.edu.
To access the most accurate and relevant health information that affects you, your family, and your community, please visit www.cdc.gov.